There's a record I wager you haven't heard before. It's not been issued yet, but you get a preview of it here on Jazz Northwest. It's coming out in September. The pianist is Larry Fuller, who used to be a resident of the Seattle area, and this is from his new CD, which is coming out on the Capri record label in mid-September. And he's also going to be back in Seattle to play at the Seattle Art Museum as part of the Art of Jazz series on October 9th. Larry Fuller on piano with Hassan Shakur bass and Greg Hutchinson on drums, and the beautiful Johnny Mandel song, Close Enough for Love. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We have some new things to share with you, and hopefully some things you haven't heard before. We have a new recording by a singer by the name of Anna Villanova, who lives, I believe, in Victoria, B.C., and she has a new CD called The Thief. She holds degrees in jazz and contemporary classical voice, undergraduate studies at the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles, and a diploma in classical guitar from National Music School in Bulgaria. She came from Bulgaria originally, but in recent years she's been leading the vocal wing of the jazz department at the Victoria Conservatory of Music in the position of head vocal jazz instructor and vocal jazz ensemble conductor. She's also, I should say, a great songwriter, too. This is from her new CD. She wrote both music and lyrics for this piece, and she's accompanied by Misha Piatigorsky on piano, Neil Swainson on bass, Willard Dyson on drums, and this is Anna Villanova singing her song, Could You See, Could I Say? Thank you.
shall hold on to arms flanking you into me, I into you, without names or certain direction. Maybe only when we finally die, and I thaw into you and you into me, could you see, could I say, could you see, could I say, could you see, could I say.
from the new CD by Collier and Dean. Tom Collier on vibes, Dan Dean on bass, overdrive bass and percussion. Tom Collier also playing some marimba in there as well. They were joined there by some Los Angelinos like Don Grusin, piano and other keyboards. Alex Acuna was the drummer, John Morton on guitars. That's from the new CD by Collier and Dean, Sleek Buick, it's called. Well, that doesn't look like a Buick. There you are, the new CD by Collier and Dean. Before that, the singer and songwriter Anna Villanova from her new CD titled The Thief. This Victoria-based singer is out with this new CD with Misha Piatigorsky on piano, Neil Swainson bass, Willard Dyson on drums, and Gordon Clements was the soprano saxophonist. Anna Villanova's song, both music and words, Could You See, Could I Say? This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Want to mention a few things going on around town, just a few highlights. Easy Street Band is playing this afternoon at 4 at Tula's. The Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight at 8. Jane Monheit closes out her present engagement at Jazz Alley tonight. And Brian Nova is back in town. The guitarist is leading a big band at the Triple Door tonight. Haley Lauren, a favorite around KPLU, is coming in Tuesday and Wednesday to perform at Jazz Alley. Jay Thomas will be leading the regular jam on Wednesday at the Ship Canal Grill with the Cantaloupes. Keiko Matsui opens on Thursday and plays through Sunday at Jazz Alley. Julie Cassiopo will be at Vito's on Thursday night. The Jazz Machine, featuring Greg Williamson and Alexei Nikolaev, plays at Boxley's on Friday. Also on Friday, Gail Pettis will be at Tula's. Just a few highlights. For more information, see the jazz calendar on kplu.org as well as the earshot.org calendar. Very complete information there. And some regular updates on seattlejazzscene.com. We often mention the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra, which plays every Sunday night at Tula's year-round. They have a brand new CD called Give Me Some Sugar, Baby, and it features a lot of compositions by Dr. Dan Barry, and we'll be listening to one of them here. This is a piece called St. Cecilia's Day. That's a day in November. St. Cecilia is the patron saint of musicians, and musicians in the U.S. don't pay much attention to her, but according to Dan Barry, I discovered she is frequently called upon by Brazilian musicians to help cure toothaches, keep amplifiers from exploding, and most importantly, to make sure that checks don't bounce. Here is St. Cecilia's Day, Dan Barry's composition, the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra. We'll be right back. That was Jay Thomas and the Cats, the Boogaloo Band, the Neo Boogaloo CD with Jay Thomas playing saxes on that one. That was tenor sax and soloing on soprano. And the piece was written by pianist John Hanson called Night Moves, K-N-I-G-H-T Moves. John Hanson on piano, Adam Kessler drums, and Chuck Kissler on bass, along with Jay Thomas's saxes on that. That group is heard every Wednesday night playing at the Ship Canal Grill and leading a jam there. That's near the south end of the University Bridge. The group heard before that, also performing regularly every week on Sunday evenings, it's the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra from the new CD Gimme Some Sugar, Baby, and a composition by Daniel Berry called St. Cecilia's Day. Daniel Berry was the trumpet soloist, Chris Amamiya was on trombone, and Mike West, the tenor sax soloist. St. Cecilia's Day is from Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra's new CD. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. I wanted to mention a series of programs which are being presented by the Seattle Library System and featuring Steve Griggs. He is doing two shows, the Panama Hotel Jazz, original narration and music program about Japanese-American endurance during World War II and the incarceration. And a second program called Cup of Joe Brazil, which is also an original narration and music program about jazz saxophonist Joe Brazil's community involvement through music during the Civil Rights Movement. And those two programs are presented alternately and sometimes two in a row, basically every Sunday at different library branches. It's going on this afternoon, already in progress at the Queen Anne branch. They're going to skip Labor Day weekend next weekend and then resume in September on the 7th with a Cup of Joe Brazil at the University branch and the Panama Hotel Jazz at the Green Lake branch of the Seattle Public Libraries. Those are free programs and really interesting shows of narration and music that really tell a story. And excellent musicians, Steve Griggs, the tenor saxophonist and composer, leading that quintet. The music by the group Scenes from their latest album, Scenes But Not Heard. Interesting group which has produced four albums previously. This is their fifth album, in which they're joined by woodwind player Hans Teuber. He composed this piece and plays flute on it, with John Stoll guitar, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums. The group Scenes with Hans Teuber and this composition titled Old Fellow. Thank you.
These arms to enfold you. destroy your wondering what I'm asking in return, dear. You'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you adore for now and evermore. That's all.
Portland vocalist Toni Lincoln from her self-titled CD, a beautiful song called That's All. I've always liked that song, and it seems, for some reason to me, like a late summer song. Toni Lincoln doing the vocal there with Tom Grant on piano, Dave Captain on bass, and Ron Steen on drums. And Paul Mazzio was the trumpet soloist with a string quartet as well. That's All, Toni Lincoln. The group Scenes before that, from their new CD, Scenes But Not Heard, with Hans Teuber guesting on flute. Sounded like alto flute there, as a matter of fact, in a tune called Old Fellow, which he wrote. Hans Teuber playing with John Stoll guitar, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here as we continue with some music from Ann Reynolds' Clave Gringa. Ann Reynolds spent some time in Cuba in the early 2000s studying folkloric music and absorbing the music and culture of the place. This recording is in part a reflection of that. It's called Para Cuba Con Amor, Ann Reynolds and Clave Gringa. But in this case, Ann Reynolds on piano and Daniel Berry on trumpet are joined by a Cuban group, La Familia Valera Miranda of Santiago de Cuba. And they recorded this piece, giving it an authentic sabor de Cuba, she says. The lead vocalist here is Makala Vengolevsky Romero. This is a piece named for that girl on the waterfront, La Chica de Melicon. Garfield Jazz Ensemble getting you in the mood for Ken Wiley coming up next here. That was a Duke Ellington tune called Jamma Diddy, recorded by the 2008 band with Zubin Hensler on trumpet, David Sparkman Yeager on trombone, Philip McCarthy baritone sax, and Carl Mejo on clarinet. The Garfield Jazz Ensemble, directed by Clarence Acox. Anne Reynolds' Clave Gringa album before that, Anne Reynolds at the piano. She was heard there with Daniel Berry on trumpet, and La Familia Valera Miranda of Santiago de Cuba in that piece titled La Chica de Melicon. And that's it for me for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU.